Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here this afternoon with us to the Shepherd's Call. You're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call on WNQM live tonight. And we are just back from a festival in Morristown, Tennessee. 16 confessions of faith and baptisms and conversions at the wonderful Festival of Passover. We had a great time. Sorry that you missed it. Wish you could have been there. We had a great, glorious, magnificent time teaching and preaching the great mysteries of the revelation of the Hebrew God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who we know to be the true mighty one. Praise Yahweh. Well, we're going into a rich, interesting, and a constructive message this afternoon on WNQM 1300 AM on your radio dial. We're going to talk about the sacred day that was designed by a grand designer. We're talking about a time of rest, the Sabbath. Well, you say, oh, you're talking about Sunday, Pastor Buddy. Nope, not necessarily. Well, then you must be talking about Saturday. No, not necessarily. You see, ladies and gentlemen, that's a Gregorian calendar application of time. In the book of Daniel, in chapter 7, verse 25, it says that they will think to change times and laws. Now the fathers got a time, and Exodus 16:23 said unto them, this is that which Yahweh hath said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath. Now, if tomorrow was the rest of the holy Sabbath, as it said in Exodus 16:23, verse 25 said, eat that today. We're talking about the unleavened cakes. For today is a Sabbath unto Yahweh. And today ye shall not find the mammon in the field. Now, Yahweh picked out a day. Is that not right? 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the sixth day was for working, and the seventh day was the Sabbath. Now, let's look into a day of rest. Leviticus 16 and verse 31. It shall be a Sabbath of rest unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls by a statute forever. Now, it's talking about the Day of Atonement. So then there is different Sabbaths for different occasions, for different times that we're commanded to rest. Did you know that in Numbers chapter 29 and verse 1, it says that the seventh day of the new moon is the Sabbath? Well, every new moon or every time they changed or the moon changed, from a series of phases, for instance, the new moon, and also for the first quarter. That's first phase, first quarter. Then the full moon was always a Sabbath, first quarter, full moon, third quarter, and the final quarter was the four quarters that you're commanded to rest. Now, let's talk about the times of rest in the application of the times that Yahweh chose for us to keep. It is very, very interesting that every Sabbath set in order before Yahweh continually. And this is an everlasting covenant. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 8. Set it in order before Yahweh continuously, that being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. Well, ladies and gentlemen, an everlasting covenant is just exactly what he said. An everlasting covenant. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you come into the land which I will give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto Yahweh. Excuse me. Well, what does keeping a Sabbath mean? Well, it means a day of rest. Remember in Genesis chapter 1, when the Creator created the heavens and the earth, that He rested on the seventh day. What day do you think that is in the week? You say, oh, that's on Sunday. Not necessarily. You see, with Yahweh, Yahweh's time is different from what man does. If you look in Leviticus chapter 25, again, verse 4, in the seventh year you shall be a Sabbath. So every 7 years they had what is a rest for the land. They wouldn't even sow the land. They wouldn't work it, or they wouldn't till it every 7 years. Now, isn't that wonderful? Do you know why that we have so much food, spoilage, contamination, that the foods are killing people, the genetically altered foods that we eat today, commercially hybrid grown foods, non-organic? The land is yielding year after year without any rest. And we're breaking Yahweh's Sabbaths of the land, as well as the Sabbaths of the week. Leviticus 25 and 6, and the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, and for thee, and for thy servant, and for thy maid, and for thy hired servant, and for the stranger that is living with you or among you. Isn't it wonderful that Yahweh has chose a way for us to keep His Sabbath and to bless the land and to work while it is day? Because in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 12, He said, keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it as Yahweh hath commanded you. Now, if you say that you love Him and you won't keep His commandments, you're a liar and the truth is not in you. So you've got to figure and you've got to search and find the true Sabbath day. Ladies and gentlemen, the day of Yahweh is at hand. And if He promised to meet you in the Scriptures, He promised to meet with you on the Sabbath day. Now, He's very busy. He's got to work 6 days And we know that he did that in the book of Genesis. But on the seventh day, he promised to meet with his people that would rest and meet with him on the appointed times, Deuteronomy 5:14. But on the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh. In it thou shalt do no work, neither your sons, your daughters, your maidservants, or your manservants, your ox, or your mules, or your donkeys, or anything. It's a day of rest. Now, what day would that be? Remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt when he brought you out through a mighty hand and stretched out arm. Therefore, Yahweh commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. Well, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, that was back then, and today it's different. We don't have to really keep any day, just so every day is a Sabbath day in our heart, and we worship him in our heart, and so on. Yeah, I've heard all that. But ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't change the fact that there is a specific, specified day of the week to honor. Now, I've told you that there's three applications of time. One is the calendar, perhaps, that you have hanging in your home. It tells you when Monday comes, tells you when Tuesday comes, tells you when Wednesday comes, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. That's 7 days. We assume that there are 7 days in a week. One of those has to be a Sabbath day. Which day of the week on your Gregorian calendar would you say is the Sabbath? Well, we know Sunday is the first day of the week. And a calendar in the count says that Saturday is the seventh day. But is it? Just like the old saying. Numbers do not lie, or figures do not lie, but liars figure. And so the Gregorian calendar, the one devised by Pope Gregory, last revised by him, by the way, in 15th century, has been changed numerous times, as well as the Jewish calendar, to conform to an international dateline that they've hatched up out of the 23rd chapter of their imagination. So then, you could live in one city, and if an international dateline went through the center of the city, on one day it would be Saturday, and the next day on the other side it would be Sunday on the same day. Well, you know that a mathematical formula that is formulated to create an international imaginary dateline is not correct. But if you go back to the lunar, letting the moon determine when it goes dark, that is called a new moon, when it is dark. At the first crescent light of the signal of the light in the heaven, if you will go to work and work for 6 days, then you will have what is described as the first quarter, when the moon, or the globe, the light in the moon, is one half dark and one half light, you know it's first quarter. That's the Sabbath. It will stay that way for 24 hours. And then it will start waxing toward what we know as the full moon, when you will have 100% light in the moon. When that happens, it's the next Sabbath, or what we call the second Sabbath of the weekly Sabbath, and so on and so forth. And that's how that we determine the Sabbaths. It's a nature calendar. It is a calendar for you to observe everywhere, unified upon the earth, regardless of where you're at, that you can keep the proper time by observing the moon in the heavens. Now, what else is the moon for? Well, according to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 14, that the sun was a light to rule the day. Now, you cannot determine the days of the week by the sun, because the sun has the same ascending, descending factors daily on a perpetual, correct time. And the earth revolves around the sun as it takes 365 days and a quarter days to revolve to make one complete revolution. Well, you cannot divide that by 12 to get an equal time. So solar is no longer the accurate, lunar is the accurate application. Why? Because the lunar application around the time of revolving, if you count the time systems that I have devised for you there in the lunar application and the windows or the signal of the great globe that rules the night, which you can see visibly anywhere at any time upon the earth, in a particular place, which never changes. First, second, third, and final quarter of the moon visible. Now, the reason it's difficult to sight a new moon is because it's dark. So then, as long as you don't see any light in the moon, you know that it's a new moon. And as I said, with the formulation that we're going to give you on this afternoon's program of lunar application, that you shall have a holy Sabbath as it is recorded in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 14. Thou hast made known unto them thy holy Sabbath, and commandest them the precepts and statutes and laws by the hand of the prophets. In Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 31, and if your people of the land bring wares of any viticles on the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy it of them on the Sabbath or on the holy day, and that we would leave the 70th year and the exaction of every debt made free at the end of a series of 7 Sabbaths, which is 49, and the 50th year, declare a holy Sabbath jubilee. Well, that was the freedom from all debt and usury. Wouldn't you be thankful if this land of America and around the world would observe the laws of Yahweh, that the earth would be blessed rather than cursed, and that the time would be observed by Yahweh's standards and laws other than man? Wouldn't it be wonderful to know that those who dwell in the land could remain faithful, and that they could be honorable, and that their soul would prosper, and that their bodies would be in good health? These are the things that come from serving in obedience to Yahweh. The Bible says that it's much better to obey than to sacrifice. You can give all of your goods to feed the poor and have not charity, it profits you nothing. Charity rejoices in the truth. So if you don't keep it according to Yahweh's laws, if you want to devise your own laws, or do it your way, you've done it in opposition to or opposing to what Yahweh said. Notice this in Nehemiah 13 again, verse 17. Then Nehemiah said, I contended with the sons of Israel, with the nobles of Judah, and said unto them, what evil thing is this that you do, and you profane the Sabbath day? To them it was a clear violation. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that they that broke the law of Moses died without any mercy? And did you know that today, if Yahweh's laws, which are still in effect, but although you don't see any swift execution, that's because the righteous have ceased in the land, and there's only a few, with the majority of the covenant breakers, not the covenant keepers. And so therefore you don't see any of those who are secretly worshiping, because the fear of the Babylonian system, I mean, you could get fired real easy from a job if you didn't keep Saturday and Sunday as a Sabbath, which I say is incorrect. If you kept the lunar Sabbaths, you wouldn't work when it was a new moon. You wouldn't work on first quarter. You wouldn't work in the full moon. And you wouldn't work in the third quarter or the final quarter. Would they accept that as a Sabbath? No. Why? Because they do not observe Yahweh's laws. And those that contend with them are a minority, not the majority. Because the time will come that they will break Yahweh's laws to keep their own tradition. Did you know in the book that there is recorded scriptures where that Israel refused to keep his Sabbaths many places? Don't you know, as Nehemiah 13 says, it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut and charged them that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. Now, what's he talking about here? The gates of commerce. The house of Israel shut down on the Sabbath. They were not to work. They were not to sow and reap. They were not to sell or buy. They were to keep a Sabbath, a rest, a worship. And the Messiah, whom the people of the Christian faith say they love, will not keep his Sabbaths because they're inclined to keep Babylon's times and laws and wipe their mouth in their adulterous ways and say they've done no wrong. Listen to this now. Nehemiah again, 13:22, and I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves. In other words, it's the preachers that needs to be cleaned up, because they're the ones that's teaching the tradition or the Gregorian time calendar, the easy calendar, the one that don't bring any conflict, the one says it's Saturday or Sunday, and the world bows its knee to Babylon. The Bible says to come out of her. The Levites were commanded to cleanse themselves, that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, do you see any of the preachers contending for people to do that today? For the Sabbath day is a good thing to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto His name. Well, we meet on our days, Saturday and Sunday, and say that we're keeping a Sabbath. Or some people meet on Friday. Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. You got a choice. If you're a Muslim, you will keep Friday night till Saturday night. If you're a Jew, you keep Saturday night till Sunday night. If you are a Christian, you keep the Saturday night to Sunday night. Three choices here. The three wrongs don't make a right. You must find the way that is right as opposed to the way that seems right. Sing psalms. It's a good day. And do it on the Sabbath day and blow the trumpets, David said, in the new moon. And declare a day of worship. Did you know that Yahweh wants you to worship Him on the Sabbath day? When, what day is it? Psalms 92:1, a song for the Sabbath day. It is good. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto the name of Yahweh Most High. Psalm 68:4 says His name is Yah. All the Christian people say Hallelujah. They don't say Hallelujah Jesus or Hallelujah Jehovah. They say Hallelujah. That's the correct true name. And the true name and the true day is necessary to sing praises to His name. Now listen to this. Isaiah 56, verse 2. Blessed is a man that doeth this, and the Son of Man that layeth hold on it, and keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil, and to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Well, you say, Pastor Benny, it's not important today. You can go out here and work on any day of the week, and nobody dies. Nobody suffers as a result. Oh, no. Did you know there's a day coming when you're going to have to do it Yahweh's way? You might as well get used to it or practice it here. If you won't do it here, you wouldn't do it over there. If you won't bow the knee to His ways here, you wouldn't bow your way to His ways over there. You say, oh, well, I will when I get there because I can lay down the world and the ways of the world. Isaiah 58:13. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yahweh, honorable, and shall honor Him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasures, nor speaking your own words. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I just don't really know what day to keep the Sabbath. Well, if I was to read you a scripture that tells you what day to observe the Sabbaths, would you keep them? You say, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, if you could read in the Bible, glory to God. Well, then I'm going to do that for you. If we turn to the book of Isaiah, in chapter 66 and verse 23. Now we're talking about the new millennial, as it says in verse 22, the new kingdom. So if you want to go to heaven, the new kingdom, you're going to have to keep it Yahweh's way. And if you haven't kept it down here, it's doubtful that He would accept you up there. If you love Him here, you'll love Him there. If you obey Him here, you'll probably obey Him up there. If you haven't obeyed Him here, you probably won't obey Him up there. Because you're going to be judged not for what you do up there, because you will do it His way. You're going to be judged for what you did here. And that's where the cheese gets binding. Isaiah 66, verse 23. If you really want to know how they're going to keep the Sabbath day, and the Sabbath days, more than one, it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another. So your count will be, as I have indicated to you, from the new moon. Not Pope Gregory's calendar. Not Rabbi Finstein's calendar. But Yahweh's calendar. From one new moon to another, that means that you start counting. As I said, in the dark of the moon, you don't work. In the book of Amos, chapter 8 and verse 5, I'm going to go over to the book of Amos, chapter 8 and verse 5. I'm going to come back to this scripture in Isaiah, but listen to me as I read. They were complaining about the new moon taking so long to change to first crescent light. And it will. It will vary from month to month in the time it takes to change. Sometimes it'll take a day. Sometimes the moon will tarry in darkness for 2 days. And sometimes for 3 days. And you mean they had to wait for 3 days? That's correct. It was a new moon Sabbath. They were commanded not to do any servile work. That means working for material capital gain. Saying, and here's the complainers, they said, when will the new moon begun that we may buy and sell? And the Sabbath, so the new moon was a Sabbath, and they complained about it and asked when it was going to leave that they could go back to selling their wares and buying their bargains at Wally World. Can you imagine people staying away from Wally World on the new moon and refraining themselves from going into work at the factories on the new moon that sometimes stays dark as long as 3 days? You say, Pastor Buddy, I can see very quick why that they quit doing that foolishness. Well, it's not foolishness, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to do it in the New Kingdom, as we just read in Isaiah 66. Don't you want to rest? You complain about working all the time. Yahweh has devised a plan within the month for you to only work 24 days and let the rest of the time you can be off. You can rest. What's wrong with that? Or you say, oh, well, nothing if I got paid for it. Well, Yahweh's wages is not in silver and gold, because silver and gold is going to perish. Yahweh's wages is laid up for you in heaven, where you have a bank account that will do you in the ages to come. You'll never run out of money. Would you rather lay your treasures up in Babylon, silver and gold, or filthy lucre, or Federal Reserve notes, or would you rather bank at the bank of heaven by keeping Yahweh's commandments and being paid extra, extra well when you depart this world? Lay not up for yourself treasures on earth, where the thief and the moth and those things would take away. But lay your treasures up in heaven, where neither thief nor moth or any other thing, rust or anything else, or usury will eat it up. You ain't going to take nothing with you anyway. And you can only eat so much food and wear so many clothes. Everybody thinks they have to have a new outfit for Easter. They think they have to have a new ham in the oven on Easter, or a new bonnet on Easter. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been so far removed from the truth that when Pastor Buddy preaches and teaches these things, it seems strange to the ears of those that would listen. But Isaiah 66:23, it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all the flesh that make it into the new kingdom shall come to worship before me, saith Yahweh. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he don't change, why is it that man changes Yahweh's times and laws to suit Babylon and not suit Yahweh? Did Yahweh change them? No. Did man change them? Yes, he did. Is there proof of that, Pastor Buddy? Well, of course. Now, why would Satan change times and laws? Well, if he could get you there when Yahweh wasn't there, then he can get his false prophets in front of you on those days and teach you lies. But if you're there when Yahweh is there to judge, then his prophets are going to teach you truth in the face of Yahweh. He said, they will come and worship before me. Not before all of these Christian theologies of falsehood and false times, of Saturday and Sunday, but on the lunar cycle of the Sabbath designed exclusively and unchangeable by Yahweh Himself. Now, today is the day of salvation. Now, what are you supposed to do? Well, you are supposed to praise Yahweh. And you are supposed to hear the rest of the story. Let's find out what it says here in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 21. Thus saith Yahweh, take heed to yourself and bear not a burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it to the gates of Jerusalem. Listen to this. Neither carry forth a burden out of your house on the Sabbath day, and neither do you any work, but hallow ye the Sabbath day as I have commanded your fathers. And it shall come to pass, if you diligently hearken unto me, saith Yahweh, to bring in no burdens through the gates on this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day, to do no work therein, I will bless you. But if you will not hearken unto me, and to hallow the Sabbath day, and to refrain from bearing the burdens of work and usury, I will kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. The land will be cursed. The people will die of diseases. Tuberculosis, pneumonia, kidney disease, liver disease, heart trouble, cholesterol. What do we got today? A nation of sick and weak people. A nation that's running to and fro, seeking rest and finding none. A nation that devises evil through tradition. Oh, they go to church. They go to Sunday school. They sing well. They play well upon their instruments of praise. But they do it their way on their day, not recognizing Yahweh or His command. Changing the truth into a lie. Worshipping the creature rather than the Creator. Ladies and gentlemen, it ought not to be so, but it is. We should hear the truth, and we should know the truth. And that truth would make us free. What do we do? Study to show yourself approved, workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed? Or those who refuse to work and seek out the correct times to work, and the correct times to rest. The Bible says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now for the formula in the book of Ezekiel. Anybody can get a pen and paper. I'll show you exactly how to keep the Sabbath. Very plain, very simple, almost too simple and too plain. Because, you know, Yahweh chose the simple things, the plain things, the things right in front of you. And the world chose a complicated Gregorian calendar, mathematical, imperfect, denying Yahweh's signs and laws and times to keep their own. And they call it Babel or Babylon. The times of confusion, the times of illicit, fornicating, adulterous worship. and ladies and gentlemen, all fornicators and adulterators of spiritual deceit, although they mean well, heaven is going to be full of people that were well, not meant well. Yahweh's not looking for people that mean well. Hell is going to be paved with the intentions of the good that mean well. To please man, to keep their own tradition. Full well, Yahweh said, you break my laws to keep your own tradition. And what are we supposed to do? Turn away from them and seek the old path. And when we find it, to walk in and find rest for a soul. Yahweh's going to come back to judge you. And in the new millennial kingdom, from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another. So you start your count from the new moon. And I devised you a formula and told you that when the first crescent light appears in a dark moon, that's the first work day of the week. You work for 6 days, and then the first quarter of the moon will be illuminated, one half light, one half dark, to its next full quarter, which is the full moon, and it will be 100% light. The third quarter will reverse itself, going down into the dark side. You will see the first quarter of the darkness begin to cover the face of the moon, and so on forth until it gets dark once again. And from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, you shall honor me, saith Yahweh. Now here's your formula. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 46, verse 1, read with me. Thus saith Yahweh, your El Ohim, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut. Remember that Nehemiah shut it? Remember that Ezra commanded it to be shut and no burdens carried, no work done, no servile work, no prophet work. The gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut 6 working days. The gate shall be shut 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and in the day of the new moon, it shall be opened. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the worship house. The gates to the city were shut that no burdens could be carried in or no commerce could come through into the city. Inside the city was the temple, and in the temple the doors were open to receive all those who would come and worship before Yahweh on the new moon. You start your month on the new moon. Opened on the new moon and on the Sabbath. Isn't it wonderful? Yahweh's plans forever settled. Nothing can be added, and certainly, most certainly, nothing be taken from it. And those that add to shall to them have the plagues added that's written in the book, and those that take from their name shall be taken from the book of life. So it's a serious crime and a penalty of eternal doom and desolations, forever separated from the commonwealth of the presence of the divine Shekinah and the face of Yahweh. They shall not see anymore, and they shall mourn and groan, and they shall gnaw their tongues for pain in the eternal darkness, where they're separated eternally from the light of the revelation of the truth of Yahweh. Now choose this day who you'll serve. Are you going to keep Yahweh's time? You say, well, Pastor, but if I was to obey what you just said here in the last hour, my time is coming nigh to be shut. Listen to what the Bible says. You shall keep the time of the new moon and the Sabbath days. You shall keep it as a perpetual statute throughout your generations, as the Messiah kept it at the time, it says in Matthew 12:1, that the Messiah went through the corn, and his disciples were hungry and began to pluck the ears of the corn and to eat. They actually went through the wheat fields on the Sabbath day. The Pharisees condemned them for doing this. This was on a new moon because they went right the next day. The Bible said for two Sabbath days. That was a new moon Sabbath they were observing. They weren't working. They were just eating corn and got condemned on the two consecutive Sabbath days. Luke chapter 6, verse 1, they were 2 days, or two consecutive new moon dark days. They were going through the grain fields, eating the corn of the wheat that popped up in their hands. They were husking it and blowing the husk away and eating the rich, milky meat of the wheat. And they were condemned for it. And yet the Pharisees would loose their animals and let them eat, and they would work and carry feed to them, and Christ reproved them for their hypocrisy. But the Pharisees saw it and said unto him, "Behold, your disciples do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day." Now, question. Did he make man for Sabbath, or did he make Sabbath for man? If he made Sabbath for man, which he did, then man should observe this day and to rest and to come before the presence of the Father, as David suggested, singing and praising and worshiping the Creator. He'll only meet you there at the appointed time when he will gather with his children to accept their praise. When the world gathers, when Babylon gathers, Yahweh is not there. When Yahweh gathers, and Yahweh's children gather, the world is not there. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know the time together? Is it important, Pastor Buddy? Of course it is. Will you study to show yourself approved? Will you come into the revelation of true Sabbath? Will you honor by becoming a doer? That's a question. If so, write me tonight or this afternoon where you're listening to me live on WNQM on Sunday, May the 21st. Write me a letter. You can write me simply by writing Pastor Buddy. That's all you need. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, that's a Post Office Box 2284 in New Tazewell. That's N-E-W. N as in Nancy, N-E-W, T as in Tom, A-Z-E-W-E-L-L, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. 37824. That's all the address you'll need. Now, if you'd like to call me, collect. You can do so, or if you'd like to just simply call me and say, "Pastor Buddy, I heard you on WNQM 1300 AM on the radio dial. I heard your message tonight, and I want to get more information." You can simply call me at area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. I'd be glad to send you information concerning the true Sabbath day. And if you'd like information on the true name, I would be more than glad to give you information concerning the holy, true name of the Hebrew God, Yahweh. Wonderful. It is joy unspeakable, and it's full of glory. Well, ladies and gentlemen, next Sunday night, or next Sunday evening in your time zone, which will be 5 o'clock Central Time on WNQM, Pastor Buddy will be back with you and with a message on concerning your salvation. Now, you know what the Bible says about salvation? It says to work out your salvation with fear and with trembling. So let me repeat that. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Now that sounds like a serious search of the matter. And as I done quoted to you, the Bible said search the scriptures for wherein you think you have eternal life, you don't have any. For these, the scriptures, are they that testify of me. And you won't come to me that you might have life. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the word of Yahweh is forever settled in heaven? Did you know as long as there is a sun and a moon, that Israel will be before him? Now, what does that mean? That means that on the application of the two natural lights in the heaven signals that man will find the correct time to come before the Father and to lift up the psalms of praise, the magnification, and the worship on the holy, most holy Sabbath day. Did you know that there is a way that seems right? Did you know that that way is the way of death? And did you know that the seem right ways today of Babylon and the Christian world is Saturday or Sunday? Because that agrees with the Babylonian system of time. Caesar, not Yahweh, invented the Gregorian calendar. The popes invented and brought forth the Gregorian calendar, not Yahweh. The Jews agreed with this diversion by bringing Sunday in as the seventh day. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't know a bit more how to keep the Sabbath day than the Christians, because they keep a day of the week on the Gregorian calendar. And it's not true. It just says Sabbath day, and that's the day they say that they worship. But Yahweh's time is from one new moon. They don't observe that, but they say they believe the Bible. They say they're God's holy people. Are they? The Christians say that they belong to Jesus. Do they? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you have the truth, and the book of John, St. John says in 4:24, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It's not how high you swing on the rafters. It's not how good you can preach or sing or play on an instrument. It's not how beautiful your voice sounds, or how much knowledge of orientation that you can bring forth orally to praise the Creator. The Bible said they draw near with their mouth, but their heart is far from Him. From such, you turn away. They think that they will be honored or accepted for their much speaking, But the Creator would rather have one word of truth in obedience than 10,000 words of a sacrifice. You can take off on Saturday and Sunday if you want to and go to church all you want to, but if that's not the Sabbath day, in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. What day are you going to accept as the time when your Father, your Savior, your Creator will meet with you in person? For God is a spirit and seeketh such to worship Him. By faith you realize through the obedience of the time, corrected through Babylon's misfortunes of bringing the lie to get you to worship the creature more than the Creator. Well, you think on these things that Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call has given unto you. My address, one more time, that is Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. It's important for you to write me. I need to know if you're listening. Or you can call me at area code 423-626-2172. I'll be waiting for your letter, and I will personally myself answer every letter. Sometimes I'm a little slow. Sometimes I go off and stay in a meeting for a week or two, and sometimes longer. But eventually you will hear from Pastor Buddy if you write or call or contact this ministry. I will personally see to it myself that I respond to your inquiry. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the old clock on the wall is caught up with us here on the hour. On WNQM, 1300 AM, around your radio dial, 50,000 watts of power coming to you out of Nashville, in Tennessee. Glad to be aboard, and glad to have you sitting in with us tonight on the Shepherd's Call Ministry here on WNQM. We bless you. We'll see you next Sunday at this same time on the Shepherd's Call. Many blessings to you.
Fires are lighted, let all hearts be now united. Two arms, two arms.